What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
On with Mario Lopez.
All right, Mario Courtney Lopez here, back in the mix. Hope you had a great weekend. Today we're going to be diving into the world of cartoon and video game voice actors.
We'll be talking to the host of the new I Hear Voices podcast, Christy Carlson Romano and Will Friedle. We'll also get to your tweets, so keep them coming. You are on with Mario and Courtney Lopez.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's put a spotlight on my wife. It is time for Courtney's random question. What you got, honey?
I was reading that Adam Sandler is getting the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
Wow.
I know. What are your top three Adam Sandler projects?
Can I tell you, I actually really enjoyed one of his more recent projects, Uncut Gems. I have to say it like that. It was one of the stars. But I actually liked Uncut Gems, and I thought he was good in that. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that as one of them. And then old school Happy Gilmore, where he dukes it out with Bob Barker. And the last movie, I'm going with Wedding Singer.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good, little romantic comedy with Drew Barrymore. So giving you a little drama, a little and then just two comedies. Yes.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's on TV today.
ABC has season 27 of The Bachelor starring Zach Shallcross, the third place finisher from Rachel's season.
It's an interesting last name. I've never heard of a Shallcross. He Shallcross what?
Whatever he wants.
Path,
a bridge.
Okay.
ID has the series premiere of The Playboy Murders. Holly Madison explores several tragedies that have plagued the magazine.
Boy, Holly Madison has hitched the wagon to Playboy and squeezing it all out. All right, you go.
TLC has extreme sisters. Anna and Lucy double down on their identical lifestyles.
Huh. Mario Courtney Lopez here. And that Nightcore reboot, apparently a big hit for NBC. More than 7 million viewers for the premiere. Look at
wow,
that.
Wow, that's the biggest debut for a comedy since The Conners back in 2018.
There's something to be said for nostalgia. Look at both shows were huge hits in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And now, look at that. Audiences like a familiarity, so congrats to them.
Great name.
All right, more music. Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez with the next steps in the Alec Baldwin case.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So last week, we found out that the New Mexico district attorney is charging Alec Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, which I was pretty shocked to hear. That doesn't mean police are going to go and arrest him or anything. They're going to let Baldwin voluntarily appear at an arraignment, and that could be over Zoom. Prosecutors say the shooting may have been an accident, but Baldwin had a responsibility to check the gun he was holding. Look, I vehemently disagree. Come on. I think Alec Baldwin's crime here is that he didn't shut up after the fact. He started talking about it wasn't his fault.
He started blaming.
Placing blame on other people's.
Yeah.
He would have been such a sympathetic figure if he would have just shut up and felt horrible. Because why would he want to kill the cinematographer? It makes absolutely zero sense. It was just a tragic accident.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney, and the wildest night in fashion is named their co-chairs. I'm talking, of course, about the annual Met Gala. This year, the hosts are Dua Lipa, Penelope Cruz, and Roger Federer. Didn't see that coming with Roger Federer.
All right. That sounds cool. The theme is Karl Lagerfeld, and he is the late German designer.
Mm.
So we'll find out what everybody is wearing in May.
I used to love me some Karl Lagerfeld cologne. He had some great cologne back in the day.
I don't know if you remember, but I bought you a sweatsuit that was by him at like a Saks Fifth Avenue.
He's got good stuff.
Discount store or whatever they call it.
Like Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah, and it, you still have never worn it. It's like it's hanging
there
with
time. Don't worry, one of us will get
really?
It for Christmas soon.
I'm gonna get it. Regift coming up. That's a pretty tame theme too, by the way. We have to check that out. All right, more music. What up, Mario Lopez? Here, my guests today aren't necessarily household names, but their voices are. It's Christy Carlson Romano, a.k.a. the voice of Kim Possible, and Will Friedle, the voice of her sidekick, Ron Stoppable. We've got a new podcast all about your favorite cartoon and video game voices. We're going to find out about it next. You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the hosts of the I Hear Voices podcast, Christy Carlson Romano and Will Friedle. Welcome to the show. How are y'all?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. We're good.
Well, thank you for taking the time. Now, how'd you guys get together and where'd the idea for the pod come from?
Oof, Comic-Con, I would say. Right, Will?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got together when we, so gosh, 20 years ago now, we did a show together called Kim Possible. And she was Kim. I was Ron, her loyal sidekick. And then we started to do all these conventions for the reunion of the show, and people, you know, kept coming up to us asking about the voiceover industry, how to get involved, what they could do, how, you know, what it's like to work in it. And it made us realize that not a lot of people knew the stories behind the voices that they grew up with. So we wanted to start a podcast where we could really shine a light on the stories behind the voices that you heard.
Oh, very cool. I'm sure it's really interesting. And I'm just curious, because I know you're both actors, how did the voiceover work come about? By accident, something you pursued?
Well, I would say, so Will had actually come from a pretty big show.
I was very lucky. My first voiceover role was Batman. So I did Batman Beyond. Yeah. For 3 years and then 4 years and then Christy and I did Kim Possible. But I fell into the role. Just like any other acting job, my agent called me and said, "You want to be Batman?" And I'm like, "Yeah, is that a joke?" So of course I wanted to go, but I figured there was no chance in the world that I'd ever get the opportunity. But the joy of animation is that even if you couldn't possibly fit into a spandex suit, your voice could certainly still fit in the microphone, which is great.
Absolutely.
I was working with Disney quite a lot, doing a lot of on-camera work with them. And the idea of synergy came about. So casting, of course, was like, hey, let's give Christy a shot. And so I think I just vibed with Kim because we were the same age and had a certain, I don't know, kismet. And the rest is history. So
worked out. Well, you can listen to I Hear Voices on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your pods. Hold on, we're going to have more with Christy and Will coming up.
Mario Lopez returns after this.
Mario Lopez here talking about the new podcast, I Hear Voices, with Christy Carlson Romano and Will Friedle. And your most recent guest on the pod was the voice of Megan the doll from the new horror movie. I just had the little girl on my show, and we did the little dance, that little viral dance that they're doing. She's very cute.
No way.
Yeah, she was awesome. What did what'd you learn about her performance?
Wow. Jenna really wanted to give the character of Megan nuance. So she really wanted to make sure that it wasn't just a doll or like an AI voice. I think she really shed her philosophy, even though she's very young. She's like 18. She had the tone of a truly like, you know, wholesome little like innocent doll, but then underneath that is an actress who's attempting to create a very sinister character.
Hey, Mario Lopez here now. Christy Carlson Romano and Will Friedle with me, host of the podcast I Hear Voices, and you're actually holding a contest to give someone a chance to break into the VO industry. How's that work?
It's their great. Big break. Yeah, go
so,
ahead.
Yeah, we have started this super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. That is, in fact, the name. We can't believe that iHeart approved it, but they did. it's amazing. It's an American Idol style contest. We're going across the country, and we are going to find the next big voice actor. The prizes are amazing. You get flown out to L.A. You get lunch with Christy and I, $1,000 spending money, a coaching session with Sam Riegel and Mary McGlynn, who are Emmy Award-winning directors for the Critical Role Network and for The Legend of Vox Machina on Amazon. And then the coolest thing in the world, you sign with my voiceover agency for a year. So you actually get a voiceover contract, and you get to go out there and try to, you know, conquer the world, the voiceover world. So we're really excited to start the contest. And Christy, tell them how they enter.
So basically, it's a video or audio file, 2 minutes or less, to ihearvoices@iheartradio.com.
Yo, I'm Mario Lopez, wrapping things up with Christy Carlson Romano and Will Friedle. They're searching for the next big cartoon voice star, but maybe some people who are listening are like, oh, well, I'm not really good at impressions, or I don't necessarily have a big range as far as, they don't necessarily have, do they concern themselves with that? Does that carry a lot more weight?
No, frankly, and that's what I tell people is I've been a voiceover actor now for 25 years. I can't do 50 voices. I've never been able to do 50 voices. So most people can't. I mean, that is a very specific talent that is in a few people, men and women, that are the kings of the industry. The rest of us are actors that can use our voice, can modulate our voice if we have to. But there's some people that might be amazing at ad read. There's some people that might have an incredible movie announcer voice. Mm. So just because you can't do Bugs Bunny doesn't mean that you can't win the contest. Because, again, most of us can't do Bugs Bunny. And we proved that on the first episode of I Hear Voices with Eric Bauza coming on trying to teach us how to do Bugs Bunny. We can't. So, you know, if you concentrate on acting, because people think, oh, I can kind of sound like Bart Simpson, so I'm a voiceover actor. It's not how it works. You got to concentrate on the acting first, make sure you're a decent actor, and then we can work on the voices, because that's the other people that are coming on the contest that are going to be mentoring are some of the best voiceover actors in the world, but also some of the best directors in the world are going to be coming on and helping these amateur actors find their voice. So if you got the acting chops, we can figure out the rest.
That's great advice right there. Yeah, it is all about the acting at the end. Well, very cool. This is a very cool contest. Congratulations on that, guys. And good luck to anyone who enters. You can listen to the I Hear Voices podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your pods. Christy, Will, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks, Mario. Appreciate it, Mario.
All right, you got it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Cordy Lopez here. Reminder to cast your votes in the 2023 iHeartRadio Music Awards. One of the categories you'll decide is favorite tour style.
The favorites have to be artists like Dua Lipa or Lil Nas X, but I could also see old school voters picking Elton John. The trophies will be handed out on March 27th, and you can see all the nominees at onwithmario.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. It looks like the Gossip Girl reboot could not hold up to the original. HBO has officially canceled it after 2 seasons. The final episode drops Thursday.
Ooh, it only had a score of 38% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't know how much of an impact that has on viewers, but it's not going to help. I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't think it has much impact because Saved by the Bell had almost 100 and they still canceled.
We had a 98.
Wow.
Yeah. We had a 88 right there. Yeah. So we'll take that though. Thank you.
Yeah.
More music now. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's get your tweets and comments. What'd you find in our mentions?
This is from at Amanda Hahn, and she said, I will never forget my first Nintendo. I won it as a prize from a school fundraiser. And Mario Lopez came to my school to present it to me.
Really?
So wow. did he say, it's a me, Mario.
It's a me, Mario Lopez.
Are you sure you're not like mixing up memories of maybe watching Saved by the Bell and having someone in a Super Mario costume give you a Nintendo?
Would you have done something like
you
that?
You know, Amanda Hahn, I that could very well be true. I mean, I can't remember what happened last week, so I don't necessarily remember, but I did do a lot of school appearances back in the day with the Boys and Girls Clubs or different charitable events or what have you. So, yeah, it's possible. I remember giving away a bunch of shoes. We did a partnership with Foot Locker, and I gave out a bunch of shoes to some kids, and that was a few years back. So, yeah, I'm sure I did.
Hit us up on Twitter at On With Mario. And hang on, more Mario Lopez on the way.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Voting is now open for the iHeart Podcast Awards. I think one of the funniest categories is Best Ad Read. Wow. We should be up for that.
Conan O'Brien has two of the nominations this year. He's going up against The Office Ladies. The awards are handed out March 14th. You can see all the nominees and make your vote at onwithmario.com.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. Your first look at the latest Scream sequel, Scream 6. Wow, I didn't realize there was that many. Jenna Ortega is on the run this time from Scream Face in New York City.
And Hayden Panettiere returns to the franchise, and so does Courtney Cox.
Wow.
The movie drops or slices in on March 10th, but you can see the trailer now at onwithmario.com.
Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez celebrating some celebs' birthdays today. We're going to try to guess the ages.
From Saved by the Bell, 90210. Tiffany Thiessen, also a cooking show and some other show on MTV. Deliciousness.
Tiffany, God, is she's 48.
She's 49.
49 is correct.
Yeah.
Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order SVU. I think she's been on that show for like 100 years.
Yeah.
She has. She should be a real detective at this point.
I think she should. She should have all the skills.
Yeah.
Mariska, I confuse Marishka. Now, I know who she is now, but I confuse her with Marg Helgenberger.
I don't even know who that is.
She's been on CSI for like 100 years.
Oh,
they've both been the leads on the shows for like ever. But Marishka hangs out with the bald dude, Chris Maloney.
Yes.
And I'm going to say Marishka is 52.
57.
59.
Yes, 59. Queen.
And Sully Sullenberger, the pilot who landed on the Hudson years ago.
Yeah, good for him. And then he almost got in trouble. They had to investigate him, too, I think.
Well, the plane went down. They had to investigate it just to make sure. But they tried to blame him.
To make sure he wasn't wilding out and just wanted to.
They were trying to make sure he didn't hit those birds on purpose or something, I think.
Come on.
He is 73.
I'm going to say he's 76.
72.
Oh, okay.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
What up, Mario Courtney Lopez here. What holiday are we celebrating today on January 23rd?
We are celebrating National Handwriting Day.
Which kids don't know how to do these days. They really don't. They could barely print. Mind you, my handwriting hasn't improved since the third grade. And thank God you have pretty handwriting, honey. I've told you that. And I used to think girls with ugly handwriting is such a turnoff.
But you know what's crazy? Because we don't write so much, we're always texting. Or when I go to write cursive,
you have to really think.
I have to really
think. I don't remember how to do it at all.
And sometimes I mess up and I have to start over.
Outside of my name, I got to really think.
Same. Like, I'm like, how do you do an E? Like, what is it? Like, I don't know.
Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney. Kind of surprised we haven't seen this yet. We're getting a biopic of the life of Michael Jackson. Isn't that wild?
Wow. Antoine Fuqua will be the director. He made Training Day, so no casting announcements yet. And it should be interesting. I'm sure a lot of people want to get that role.
It should be, and I'm hoping, it's a biopic with multiple installments. He had such a full life.
Yeah.
You can't just do it in a two-hour doc. Hopefully, it's got like 6, 7, 8 episodes. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, and I want to talk about our latest TV obsession. We've been binging, and we've got 2 episodes to go. Tulsa King.
Yes.
Taylor Sheridan's latest show, he's just got the biggest impact on television right now. He's got Yellowstone and all of those spinoffs, 1883, 1923. Also, Mayor of Kingstown with Jeremy Renner. But I obviously love me some Stallone from the Rocky Rambo days, just like a childhood hero. And at 75, he looks great and he's doing a great job, isn't he, honey?
He is. I mean, I am very impressed with his facial expressions and his acting. And it's like he hasn't skipped a beat.
He hasn't. It really sucks you in after a while. So I'm telling you, haven't checked it out. Tulsa King, Paramount Plus.
Coming up. More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario Courtney Lopez here. Today's lesson in music history is about the youngest female singer to have a number one album until Miley Cyrus came along. Any guesses, honey?
These always confuse me because I have no idea who it could be.
Take a guess.
Until Miley Cyrus came along.
Madonna.
Hilary Duff.
Well, I'm going to reveal the answer coming up next. Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez on this day in history. 35 years ago in 1988, Tiffany had the biggest album in the country featuring this hit. I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone
around. I think we're alone now. I was a Tiffany fan. My cousin, who was a month younger than me, was a Debbie Gibson fan.
Ooh.
So Tiffany was only 16 years old at the time, the youngest female singer with a number one album, until 14-year-old Miley Cyrus dropped Hannah Montana 2. She had a built-in audience with the show. I'm surprised Debbie Gibson didn't have a number one. She had a number one hit, but a number one album is a whole other deal. I'm actually surprised to hear that. What's up, y'all? Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. Big congrats to my guy Dana White on a very well-produced Power Slap League show. This is the wildest sport league out right now. If you haven't seen it, well, it's essentially exactly what it sounds like. People are slapping each other, but
I just start laughing.
I know. There's technique involved.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what makes it a sport?
Well, I'm about to tell you. The structure of it. There's technique. There's refs. There's colorful characters. He did a really good job sort of putting this together, and it was a social media sensation that already existed in a league, and then Dana just took over and took it to another level, it airing on TBS. But just so people know, There is a medical staff there. They're taking maybe 3 to 4 slaps a competition, as opposed to 300 to 400 punches and kicks from an MMA fight. So even though it looks really brutal, it's just intense in brief moments. And these guys have the opportunity to win a lot of cash that otherwise they wouldn't. And now it's highly entertaining.
How does one judge the slaps against each other? By sound? By, is there like a meter?
How far the person moves?
Yeah.
Or how disfigured the person's face gets?
Yeah.
I don't know all the elements, to be honest, but I think it's safe to assume if a guy gets knocked out by a slap, he's going to lose.
Yeah, I think you're done.
I think you're done. You can't help but get riveted, though.
So this was a league that he kind of, it was already in existence, and then he jumped in. So at what age do you start practicing this?
It's a very good question. Everyone has their own journey to this league.
Their own slap journey.
Yeah, exactly, which I think is kind of cool. And listen, they all have got other jobs, and they're doing other stuff. But hey, when you have an opportunity to win some cash or some stuff you're already doing, and you get to be on TV, I think that's a win-win.
Tell Mario what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. More Mario Lopez on the way.
All right, time for us to pass the mic. Tomorrow should be fun, though. My guest is going to be Spice Girl Mel B. She is part of the hardcore competition Special Forces. Plus another life hack from my wife. Until then, Mario and Courtney Lopez saying good night.
On With Mario Lopez.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.